Welcome, everybody, to episode 304 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, the Stealthy One himself, Stealth, and this week we have a very special guest, Jeff, also known as @MoriaMug on the Twitters. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I've had kind of a long day, but I'm surviving. My father always said that, you know, when you wake up, it's better to be, you know, looking down at the ground than looking up at it. So
right, exactly. At least it's Friday, right?
Well, I'm unemployed currently, so it doesn't really help me, but it all kind of blurs together.
Right. Hey, the rest of the crew, how are you guys doing? How was your week?
It's Friday, woo! Oh, sorry. My bad.
It's fall already.
It is fall.
Oh, yeah. Earlier this week, I could have swore it was fucking October out. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain that level of enthusiasm is, or at least should be, illegal.
Yeah, I can't muster that up.
Stealth, how was
too much
week,
fun? Right? The fun police mean to come.
Right. Woo. All right.
Are we in Ferguson?
Right. Hey, Stealth, how was your week, man?
This was a good week.
Really? Did you make more millions, or what's going on?
It was just a good week.
Just a good week.
That shit on over here.
Right. Hey, Dungeon Buster just joined. Wyland's in chat. We'll have a few others, I'm sure. MXT's in there. All right, well, why don't we get started with the news? A very short news week, which I think is cool. So, Eric...
It's because there's a lot of other news to talk about.
Oh, man, we're going to get into some of that. Trust me, we're going to get into some of that. All right, Eric, let's get started with the news.
From Silicon Era, we have, what happens when an RPG hero wants to quit being the hero? Says, I've had it. I quit. No more, Ishan. No more. I'm leaving right now. Oh, or I have to escape the room first. But that pretty much sums up the mobile game, A Certain Hero's Escape. And it basically, it looks like an RPG, but it ends up being an escape the room type of game. And you play as a protagonist who doesn't want to be a hero anymore. And he finds himself trapped in the city, so he needs to find a way to get out.
I like the idea.
Can you be the villain and start killing everybody?
No.
It's like the game's conspiring against him to keep him in the game.
Right.
It's kind of a neat idea. I'm not sure about the escape the room thing. Might be better to work within the confines of the RPG to, you know, kind of subvert the tropes and everything.
Right. I've talked about this for quite a long time. You always have these people bitching about how especially JRPGs in general, are pretty much the same game. But I like when people do things slightly different. By the way, welcome to chat, Gripper. What's up, my friend?
Anyways, it's out now, iOS, in English.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, because we would have
no
word
on Android, though. But I hope that it gets ported to Vita and Android.
That would be cool.
Vita is a mobile game.
Does it say a price anywhere?
No.
I'm guessing this is going to be one of those $3.99, $4.99 type games.
$5 deals.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not Square Enix, is it?
No.
All right.
$57.
Right, exactly. All right, let's move on.
That'd be like a sale price, just saying.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
Hey, They're like the Aniplex of digital.
Yeah. Hey, Stealth, you have your links up?
I'm thinking that maybe this is the time where they are finally going to re-release Final Fantasy VII, you know, make all those people happy. They're going to charge $99.99.
Oh, shit. And people would
All the Final Fantasies in it. Final Fantasy VII's in it.
Yeah, you really right. Should just – they could probably just do a straight port of the PlayStation Final Fantasy VII onto iOS and Android, and people would be ecstatic.
And yeah, they'd probably charge $19.99 for it.
Or more. $25, $30. People would pay it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
All right.
I only go with $19.99 because I think that's the most expensive one right now.
Yeah.
I've half the mind to do the antithesis of Jim Sterling's videos on escapists, where I actually berate the gamer.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Square, Stealth, next story, please.
This is a strategy RPG, X Tactics from Capcom, Square, and Sega Vets. Gamekin announces Urban Tactical RPG. I've never heard of the company. In development for iOS, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and Google Glass.
Google
they're
Glass
seeking to raise $10,000 through Indiegogo.
Is Google Glass gaining a lot of traction? Because I have
I'm not sure it's even been released, you know, retail to the public yet.
Isn't it just Google Play, but on a tablet? It's basically an Android.
No, Google Glass is the little headset.
Yeah. Wow.
Like the little augmented reality device.
Mm. Yeah. I can't see playing video games on virtual reality. Like, you know how back in the day, that's what people said the future of video games was going to be, and I just don't see it as being a viable, fun thing to do. Like,
honestly, I disagree because I love virtual reality games. I'm down.
I'm not sure I see it happening until we can truly, kind of the rough equivalent of overriding someone's senses.
Yeah.
So before then, virtual reality, we'll see like games you control with your mind first.
I think that would be more interesting to me because, like, to be honest, it's not a matter of laziness. It's just awkward to play games with your body. You know what I mean? Like, we've tried that with the Wii Fit thing and, you know, the Dance Dance Revolution type stuff. And it's
Kinect. Well, and, you know, the whole thing about motion controls, I don't remember where I saw it, but I was talking about Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, pretty much the only Zelda game I've never played, and I probably never will. It said, you know, the motion controls work, mostly, but about 1 out of 20 times, about 5%, you go to swing the sword, Link doesn't swing the sword. Mm-hmm. Now, would you play a game where 5% of the time your buttons didn't work?
Yeah, no.
I think half the time people have a problem is because they're just flailing wildly instead of just doing simple gestures.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing. It's so imprecise that it's just, you know, I have a controller. Things respond exactly the way I expect them to once I get used to it. And it's like there are too many variables with motion controls that
I didn't have a problem with that game, but I understand.
I only had an issue with the roller coaster mini game, but that was it. And that was annoying.
I understand people should have control options, and Nintendo dropped the ball there.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says Google Glass has had limited sales from time to time for one day, then again a month later for the low price of $1,500. So
yeah. And they always sell out immediately.
Yeah, always. I just don't understand the enthusiasm for that type of thing. I mean,
I'm early adopters.
Yeah, it's always early adopters. Like, it's the same with consoles.
Is Google Glass like the Oculus?
No, I mean, it's just a little headset that you can – I mean, it almost looks like just like a wire with a little eyepiece on it. But the eyepiece sits in front of your eye, and it displays stuff, and it's like it's close enough to where your eye can focus on it, and it basically kind of overlays stuff over your screen, you know, over your vision. From what I understand, I've never used one, obviously, but
I've seen it, and it just doesn't look interesting to me. Like it's, I can see the applications for it, but I can also see the distraction. You know, you obviously can't wear that in a car. I mean,
Although, depending on how – I mean, if augmented reality really got to the point where it looks something like they – like when they did it in Heavy Rain, then you might have something where, you know, you can see – like it'll point out stuff to you. You know, you're like, scan for this. Like for a police detective, scan for, you know, blood. And I'll say, like, find traces of blood. And if it's like – if it spots it. I mean, you know, if the technology could ever get that, you know, that sensitive. But – just for general purpose use. I mean, I think you're looking at it's an expensive tech toy.
Yeah.
And I mean, and there's always a market for that kind of thing, but it's always limited.
Or props for movies.
Right. Speaking of expensive tech toys, this comes to us from Siliconera. Corpse Party's English version, Ready to Frighten iOS. Joining Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney, Dual Destinies, and 999 the novel, and iOS is 5PB's horror game, Corpse Party. Corpse Party follows a group of high school students sucked into Heavenly Host Elementary after they promise to be friends forever. Who will be able to escape the haunted school? That's up to you and the choices you make. It was released for iOS earlier, but that was only in Japanese. English version that uses Xseed's localizations out worldwide for... get this, guys, $21.99. That's a little bit
and
more.
And it's worth it.
I disagree. I like it.
What's with the extra dollar, though? I don't get it.
I don't know. But I'm Corpse Party is one of those games I'd never expected to like it, because I don't like visual novels at all. But for whatever reason, I just fell in love with that game. I love those games so much.
I like that game quite a bit. Eric got it for me, I believe, for my birthday, right?
And then like a week later, they have a sale for both of them. That
I know.
That was a flash sale for like $10 each.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I actually didn't have to pay for the game. And I was like, well, damn, now I wish I could, you know, undo my purchase.
Actually,
and, you know,
it was $10 each. It was a combo pack. And they didn't offer them separately for those prices.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's like I got a code for it, and he was like, "Well, here, try it, and you might like it." And it's like, as it turns out, I did. It's like, now I wish I could undo the code so I could actually pay you guys the money for it, because you deserve it.
From what I gather from Corpse Party, it was a fairly successful sales game for 5PB. Like it wasn't enough money to blow anybody's socks off, or enough sales to blow anybody's socks off, but. I'm wondering, why are they charging $21.99, right, for a game that didn't.
Well, in Japan, the game actually cost $40, but that was a physical copy.
Right. Here in the United States, they're punishing iOS users. So if I'm – I have an iPhone, I would not purchase it for that price.
Yeah, I don't know too many people on iOS are going to buy this game, because they're too used to games being cheap.
I would be thoroughly I'm actually insulted that they did that. I mean, I have
it
a
is
game,
much more substantive than, you know, your typical, you know, $1 to $3, you know, iOS game. But I mean, it is a lot to expect that market to shell out.
I mean, it's not like Square Games shelled out extra. Like,
what?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, if you're talking substance, all right, those RPGs are anywhere between what, 20, 30 hours of gameplay. I mean, you're really not getting a lot for your money.
It's not like they redid the translation, but they did have to code it again.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I love the game. I think
I'm pretty sure Sarah Jaylene, at Sarah Jaylene on Twitter, if you want to talk to her, did the coding for that game.
$9.99 should have been the price point for this on iOS.
Probably. I would agree with that. But yeah, and Sarah Lean is... absolutely astounding. I know
she made, you know, the best version of tits ever.
Yeah. But you know, I've done work with Xseed in the past, and the last thing I worked on was, you know, haha, Send on Kagura Burst.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I remember. I'll buy that game if it's on sale.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got contacts with people, and, you know, who work there, you know, at Xseed. And so, and, you know, so I've gotten a little bit of insider information, and Tom Lipschultz has, WordWad, has told me just some of the trials and tribulations that Sarah has had to go through to get stuff, you know, just, you know, stuff with Trails in the Sky, stuff with Corpse Party, and just, and the, you know, the various Falcom games. And, you know, she is, she's a machine. She really is.
If Sarah's ever listens to this show, when we refer to tits, we're definitely not referring to her.
I know. She knows that we're talking about Trails in the Sky.
Right. Just need to make that very, very clear.
Whoa, wait a minute. Now I need to see hers too. The compare.
Yeah.
We could always pass it off as British slang.
If you're wondering who the pervert is, it's me. I'm just saying. So if you want to send your hate mail to me, ladies, you can send it to Frank. It's at Frank Branches.
Son of a bitch.
Sexist asshole.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, so there we go. Let me give Flabby, who just joined the chat, the link to the audio portion of the show. All right, let's move on. Breakman, you have your links up?
Yes. Wait, right. Why am I the one who gets asked that question? Is there no trust here now? Is this what happens?
Hey, look, I got to make sure everybody's got
I don't know you well
together.
Enough to trust you yet.
Right. All right, break.
Well, coming to us live from someone other than Silicon Era, RP Gamer.
I love it.
Left eye.
Yes, RP Gamer News Bulletin, Earth election date pushed back a month. Atlas USA has announced it's pushing back the release date of Citizens of Earth. Wow, that's I like I like the name. I want to know more about the game. Originally planned for October, the game will now be released during November. This year for PC, PlayStation 4, PlayStation Vita, Nintendo Wii U, and Nintendo 3DS. The company also announced the game's price is being dropped to $14.99 when it releases. Wow.
AKA everything but the Xbox.
Yes, yeah. I noticed this.
And the Wii U.
Pretty much everything that I don't own.
It says Wii U here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Wii U is on there. It's pretty much everything that I don't own. Citizens of Earth is the creation of indie developer Eden Industries and puts players in control of the newly elected vice president of Earth. He awakens to find his role isn't as cushy as he'd like, as his must recruit the game's colorful citizens to help him clean up the world. Yeah, he missed a word there. My first job, first duty as vice president is to have the president murdered.
There you go.
Hey,
you're looking at job security.
You know, exactly. He's got to go. Look, it's for the good of all mankind. Because I don't know who this jackass is, but obviously I'm going to do a better job.
Hey,
he's got to go.
Right. In this game, if he's not plotting to become the top dog, you know, then I don't want to play it. So,
anyways, this game is actually inspired heavily by Earthbound. In fact, the battle system is pretty much reminiscent of it.
Oh, I think I've heard about that.
With the enemies, but like you recruit people off the street.
Dungeon Buster says, "Whoa, the Wii U's getting a game? That's something of a miracle."
It's almost as rare as the Vita getting a game.
I know. I like the Wii U. I think it's really good. I
don't have anything in particular against it, but I'm not the huge Nintendo fan I used to be, so there's just really not much there for me.
Shadow says, imagine that. The Wii U's great library keeps getting games. I like their library. I know it's a lot of first-party stuff, but that's what you get with Nintendo for the most part.
So. There's going to be a lot of crap coming out in November now. Great.
Yeah. All right, Eric, let's go with the last story.
Let's see. From this, we've got RP Gamer. No article again, and this is more of a feature, but we can talk about it a little bit. But there's a trailer at the bottom. But BioWare Austin takes on Modern Fantasy with Shadow Realms. EA and BioWare have announced a new IP being developed by BioWare Austin Studio, Shadow Realms, which is a really generic name. But it's a multiplayer only title that features a group of four heroes going against another player who controls a malevolent force known as the Shadow Lord.
And, of course, we don't get any gameplay.
Yeah, and isn't that also PC only?
For now, at least.
Yeah, I seem to recall that being said. PC exclusive.
Yeah. We'll be talking about some exclusive type stuff later on in the show, too. I hate exclusives. I really do. All right. That's the end of the news. That's like the shortest news segment we've had in a very... very long time.
Dude, it's seriously only 7:20.
I know. It's crazy. We hardly ever get done with the news that quick. I have some homie discounts this week. Let me run through some of the homie discounts. I found these on Amazon. Disney Infinity playsets are going for like 29% off. So certain ones like the Buzz Lightyear pack, Lone Ranger, Cars, a few others. A lot of pre-order bonuses. I'll put the link in the chat, too. It's a long link. But Metal Gear Rising Revengeance is, I think it's $9.49 on the PlayStation and $10.18 on the Xbox 360. So
that's is there a PC price there, too?
There is, and it's $29.99.
That's the normal price.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
Great game.
Yeah, it's a pretty good game. I still
need to play it, but my PC is currently inoperable right now. Until I get a new motherboard.
What else? Dead Space 3, which is another great game. $14.84 on 360, $11.97 PlayStation 3. And if you want the PC version, it's $17.10. So,
plus about $20 for DLC.
Yeah, exactly. And there's some other stuff here. I'll just throw in the link into chat. If you're listening on the archive, just go to the deals section of Amazon, and there's a bunch of deals there.
Yeah, I hope they haven't expired yet.
Yeah, a lot of them look okay. They're at least good till Monday, so I usually get this show out. So over the weekend, there's plenty that you get your hands on. Okay, so that's it for homie discounts. Do we have any Twitter questions, Break?
No, we didn't get any this week.
Anything on Facebook, Eric, that you know of?
No, nothing for Freak 5.
Wow, that's unusual. All right.
Does anybody else hear a hum?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's coming from Eric's.
My laptop is weird, isn't it? Yeah. I think it's slowly dying, actually, but...
That sucks. All right.
I do know that the sound has never been right since, like, a year ago.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more Fire Emblem Awakening, Disgaea 4 Promised Revisited for review on TotallyGN.com. Should be up soon. Hopefully by the end of the show. SG's listening. But anyways, other than that, I played another game for PC called Another Perspective, because my laptop can actually play a game like that. And that'll be a review for GameTactics.com. I didn't get the chance to play my review code of Sword Art Online. I was going to, and then I got caught up in all this stuff.
Now, is Sword Art Online the game actually online?
No, it's a fake MMO, dot hack.
Does it follow the plot of the anime?
No, it has its own original story.
Of course it does.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, though.
No.
Yeah, it's true.
I think they treat it as like an alternate history where like they played the game, but they didn't get trapped in it, and then they moved on since then.
I actually talked about Switch yesterday on DMT. I talked about different mediums, like we were talking about The Walking Dead. It's okay to like both the comic and the TV show. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that both are good.
And you shouldn't leave the video game out of that.
Yeah, same thing. Video game.
No,
is great.
I'm just saying that you shouldn't leave The Walking Dead video game out of that.
No. Right. The video game's great too.
The video games are more closely tied to the comics than to the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the show is basically its own separate continuity. I mean, the same kind of thing happened with
And Dexter. Going forward, I think at a point it definitely is going to have to diverge from the comics.
Well, they already have.
Yeah. Quite.
No, true. I mean, like they've been trying to keep a little bit of the comics and stuff like that, but I just mean like there's a certain villain that would be coming up soon who is just completely unfilmable for cable television.
Yep, I agree.
So I think
with
they're going to have to go a completely different direction.
More so than the governor?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I haven't finished watching the second half of the fourth season.
They're not up to that point yet, but they're almost up to this point where they meet this guy whose favorite word is it's the fucked word.
Oh.
Yeah, they can put that on TV.
Is that the same guy who they're currently trying to deal with in the comics?
Yes. You know what? I haven't seen the last volume yet, so I can't say if they're still doing
that. Stealth, to be honest with you, they can get away with that on TV. It just depends.
I don't think so.
That many times.
Yeah, not the way he does.
I know who you're talking about. It's like, remember that episode of South Park where they said shit like 122 times?
Yes.
Yeah. We're basically talking about that with the word fuck.
Right. They can get away with it.
Get away with that.
Yeah, Shield. So I think they're going to have to go a completely different direction.
You guys need to watch The Shield. It is.
Yeah. I've never seen it, so.
Yeah. It's filled with F-bombs.
They could always replace fuck with frack, just like they did with the... Battlestar.
No, that would not work, man.
it wouldn't be the same character at all because his use of the F word is just artistry.
Yeah, it's like beautiful. Gosh diddly darn it.
Yeah. Right. Gosh darn it. I censorship
Ned
is
Flanders.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Boy, that really makes for an amusing mental image. Yeah. Kind of disturbing one too.
Right. All right, Stealth, you're up. What have you been playing?
I've been playing more Pushmo World. I'm playing Hearthstone, getting ready for Azalea 2.
Yeah. Well, that's about it?
That's it.
All right. Break. What have you been playing? Plants vs. Zombies 2.
I know, I can't break that addiction. I had nothing new about that game. Not much of Final Fantasy 4 because I can't stop playing Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Let's make a P vs. Z intervention program where there's 12 steps and yes, you do have to admit that you have a problem to God. And you need God's help.
Oh, man.
It's like Frank's addiction to marijuana. Like, I know I have a problem, but I don't want to quit.
I would be addicted if only I could, you know, manage it. When I don't have
right. Any. I'm definitely not addicted.
I don't have the hookup, yo.
That's about the funniest thing I've heard all day, Brake Man. All right, let's see. Jeff, what have you been playing?
Well, the last, you know, standalone thing I played was the Silent Hill teaser, which is an experience. When I first saw the trailer thing with Norman Reedus and everything, I was a little like, I'm not sure how I feel about this. Mm-hmm. And when I played the teaser, I was like, okay, I feel a little better about this. And it has the atmosphere, just that feeling that, you know, depression and, you know, this anxiety and just nervousness and everything that, you know, that always made Silent Hill, you know, good to me. And, you know, it's got that, although it's the teaser itself is really abstruse. I mean, if you look up, you can find stuff, you know, there are articles about people still don't know how they beat it or still can't beat it. And it's like a lot of the events seem to be random. Mm-hmm. But the thing says at the end of it, you know, this is not meant to be directly representative of the final game. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. The game plays in first person for one thing. And the I don't think they would spend the money on Norman Reedus' likeness if you weren't going to see him constantly.
Yeah. So it's a first person perspective?
The teaser is, yes. It is entirely first person perspective. And it is freaky as hell.
The entire time in the room.
Sort of. I mean, you go through these basically you keep going through the same hallway. And like you pass through this hallway. You start off in this room, you pass out into this hallway, and there's some stuff you can look at. And I mean, it looks really, really good. I mean, just the designs and stuff and everything. I mean, it all looks like close to photorealistic. I mean, and it's just visually very impressive. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's just really off about it. And it's like, but each time you go through the end of the hallway, it's like you go down these little steps and you go through this door, but you open back up into where you've just started that previous hallway.
Mm-hmm. And I had that nightmare once.
It's like an Escher painting.
Kind of, yeah, but it's like, and the more you each time you it resets, things get a little weirder.
Mm. Is this demo available?
Oh yeah, it's publicly available. It's PS4 only, and it's just called PT, which stands for playable teaser. Until you beat it, you can't. You don't. It doesn't say anything about Silent Hill. It just plays that little, you know, teaser trailer thing with Norman Reedus and says Silent Hill, and then an S fades in at the end. Silent Hills.
Weird. I see the thing with Silent
Wayland, why are you watching anything DSP?
The thing about Silent Hill, I think that the latter games have failed to recapture the magic, so to speak, of like, what was it, Silent Hill 2?
I never had the big love
3 was
affair.
Okay.
I never had the big love affair with Silent Hill 2 that a lot of people did. And it's like I didn't find it scary primarily. I mean, it's like it's well written, but it's not very good horror in my opinion.
I liked it quite a bit. I thought the atmosphere did what it was supposed to do.
Oh yeah, my thoughts on Silent Hill is kind of like for the first three games, you each one had kind of an emotional through line. Mm-hmm. You know, the the first one was kind of confusion, loss, and the second one was guilt, obviously.
The only thing I didn't like about two was the fact that to get the endings, you had to do a lot of abstract stuff.
Yeah,
that was the only one I played was two.
That's kind of been a hallmark of the series. But in three, like that through line was kind of despair.
Yeah.
And four, I mean, four wasn't originally going to be a Silent Hill game, and it has some really not great design decisions. Mm-hmm. But I honestly think it's probably the best story out of the series. And it's like it's more focuses on this sense of isolation And you know, if once you, you know, once you get used to the, well, when you're in the room, you're safe. And when the game starts really playing with your expectations of it, it's very, very effective. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, you, the room is your safe spot. And then the, you know, the game, you
if
know, you
let your static kill you though, then you're dead.
Yeah, and but yeah, I mean, the Western developed Silent Hills have not been great. I mean, I enjoyed Origins okay. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't horrible. It was just kind of insubstantial.
Mm-hmm. I liked how Shattered Memories was like a psychoanalyst of your character. But,
yeah, I mean, that was, you know, it was kind of.
But the rest of it was kind of meh.
Well, it's, I have to agree with you know, Yahtzee Zero Punctuation, his assessment of it. Like, you know, everything's in, you know, in ice. It's blue. Blue's a calming color. Mm-hmm. You know, it does. It's not conducive to horror. And you know, the enemies are just you know, they're not particularly intimidating. They're just weird looking.
If you play the Wii version, then you have to deal with motion controls that don't need to be there.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the idea is like, oh, you can control the flashlight. And like that's a, you know, a fine idea in theory. It just doesn't work out all that well.
Most of the times, we discussed this a little bit earlier. Most of the times, motion controls aren't conducive to anything. You know,
no.
I think the closest was the. DDR games. I mean, those were fine because they were input.
So they were built around. They were specifically built around a, you know, a particular type of control.
Right, right. That's exactly.
It's kind of like light. I mean, it's not too different from having like a light gun game.
Right, right. That's exactly right. So,
but the other thing I was going to say that I've been, you know, that I was playing, Samurai Shodown RPG, which I've resumed working on the translation for after like a 6-year hiatus, and I did. Man, I know Eric's watched some of it, but I streamed a complete playthrough of it in English on Twitch, and I uploaded all the videos to my YouTube channel, which is the same. You know, if anyone wants to see it, it's the same username, Moriamug, Moriyamug.
Yeah. That's interesting that you work on, you know, those the translations and localizations and stuff like that. What have you been working on lately, that game or other?
Well, the last professional project I did was Senran Kagura Burst for XSEED, and I had to do, you know, I'd never even heard of that series before, you know, they approached me about it, and I was like, okay, you know, so I'll need to get familiar with it, obviously, because this is, you know, kind of an existing franchise, so I had to go and I looked up the anime and, you know, just watched a bunch of stuff. Like, I don't believe I'm watching this stuff. It's like I am at the time. It's like I am 39 years old. I can't believe I am watching this.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, in the opening intro sequence, two girls bump their butts against each other.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean it's. I mean,
they're supposed to be fighting. I guess.
Yeah, the guy.
That's the kind of professionalism I expect from you. Well
done. Bumping butts, yes.
Yes, but bumping butts and boobs. That's what I need from you. Good job.
Yeah. All right. I'm happy to oblige. But I mean, and. I had fun. I mean, it was fun to work on, you know, and but I mean, prior to, I haven't done anything else significant other than that until I decided to resume work on the Samurai Shodown RPG thing. I mean, the entire reason I did the playthrough, the you know, streaming everything, was kind of to try and reignite my enthusiasm to work on the project because it's been sitting stagnant for years. You know, I just kind of got, you know, just disenfranchised with it, or disillusioned with it is probably a bit better word.
Why?
And you know, life happens, and you know, focus got, you know, put elsewhere. I was like, you know what, I probably, you know, maybe this will kind of get me going again, and lo and behold, it did. So I kind of got a drive to work on it now, so I'd like to, you know, get it completed and so I can release it.
Yeah. Why did you quit? Like, why did you quit working on, just life in general got in the way, or?
Well, I used to be on neogeo.com. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's where I, you know, that's where I initially announced everything. And you have a population of, well, you know, it's largely population of bros.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I really don't have a, you know, any better, you know, explanation for it than that. And
Neo Geo bros.
Yeah. And, you know, there are some people there who are awesome. I've made some friends there who are still good friends. But you have a lot of people there who are just assholes for the hell of it, you know, like the people who are, you know, who, you know, like to troll, you know, the kind of people who like to troll others on Twitter, you know, and only they, you know, only
Wait,
hear
what they do?
They've you. It was you, wasn't it? But eventually I just kind of, you know, just people getting on my case about it. It's like, oh, you're taking too long and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, when did my personal hobby project become something I owed you?
Right. Well,
and
that's,
eventually I just kind of got just tired of it. It's like, you know what? I don't feel like messing with this. And every time I would think, I should do some work on this. And every time I would sit down to try and mess with it, I was just, and I'm not having fun. You know, right. If this is a hobby project, if I'm not having fun, why am I doing it?
Well, here's the thing, Jeff. I don't know if you knew this, but gamers are entitled to everything. All right, so
that's why they bitched about resolutions in PS4 games.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of guilty of it. I always talk about frame rate issues with games.
Well, with frame rate, I mean, I'm not really a, you know, a graphics.
I only complain when it's problematic to the actual gameplay.
Yeah, it's like with me, it's like I will take a dip in visual fidelity over a solid frame rate.
I like how you said that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, can you get me to 60 frames per second? Do I have to sacrifice some funky kind of specular lighting or something like that to get it?
Water physics.
Yeah.
See, like, that's
it's neat, but you know, I would rather have a silky smooth frame rate than an extraordinarily pretty game that's a slideshow.
I totally agree.
Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, 60 FPS on PS4, but it's unlocked, so it's never a constant 60.
Yeah, that's like, well, like the infamous Second Son is like that, you know, but you know, they added the option to where you can lock it at 30 if you want, and to me, the difference is still like night and day.
Yeah, for sure. They're talking about the whole Justin TV Twitch thing in chat. I'll think about submitting the RP Grinders channel, but I don't know how much it's going to be used, to be honest.
It looks like Tiger Claw already did it for you.
Oh, great.
If he already did, awesome. Thanks, Tiger Claw. I think he already did his own channel.
It also comes off as less douchey if someone else submits it for you.
Right, exactly. All right, I think that's about it. I've been playing, and I finished South Park, so I'll be doing...
Oh, awesome.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, thanks to Dungeon Buster and Breakman, I finished South Park, so... I'll be talking about that in my review later on
game.
The show. Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
I can't imagine anything's going to come out in the next, 4 months that's going to change my mind that isn't Game of the Year.
It's really good, man.
I love that game.
I do like it. I have some issues with it, which I'll...
There are issues with every game, though.
Right.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, like, all these status effects that you can put on enemies does kind of, you know, it can kind of make battles anticlimactic. It's a little too easy.
Once you learn how like that, yeah, it can get a bit easy. But
yeah, you start adding like gross and burning and all these, you know, and electrical and everything to your attacks and everything. I mean, you get something that's, you know, when you get an enemy that's afflicted with all of these things, it's like it's practically, you know, shitting itself. I mean, or sometimes literally shitting itself.
death, yeah.
I'm the only one that's funny that you mentioned that. I'll be talking about that. I was the only one out of the whole party and enemies that shit myself. The only one. I couldn't believe it. I'll talk about it.
I'm not sure that's in the game.
It is in the game.
Wait, you
I'm not sure about
in the game?
In your case, I'm not sure you're talking about the game. You may be projecting your personal issues onto the game.
Right. No. That's not the case. I'm not that
You made
old.
Your wife clean it up, didn't you?
You're damn right I did. All right.
It's at Frank Branches on Twitter, ladies. So that's the kind of thing he does, see?
You know what? Dungeon Buster brings up a good point. God damn it, guys. You're stealing my thunder. Maybe I should just review it now. No, we'll move on. Jeff, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Do you have a stinko of the week?
Yes, it probably applies more to like the news related, like the actual like world news stuff.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
the
St. Louis Police Department.
Oh,
all the shit going on in Ferguson, Missouri.
Right, that's a good one.
Yeah, and I've got a major problem with them.
Well, what's the issue? Because I think I think Eric had that as his.
There's several issues.
Well, I've got two of them, so you can have it.
Yeah, right. In essence, you've basically got, you know, a kid, you know, a kid, you know, robbed a store, mm-hmm. and a police officer killed him, right. And essentially executed him. Yeah. You know, and it's, you know, it's come out that the robbery and the killing were not directly related. Someone made the comments, you know, the punishment for robbery in America is not summary execution.
Right.
You think he's Judge Dredd or something?
Yeah, exactly. But you also have the problem with the police in, you know, a thoroughly militarized police force who are violently breaking up protesters, firing tear gas canisters and rubber bullets at news media, mm-hmm. trying to stage a complete media blackout.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's like, I'm sorry, this kind of stuff is not legal.
So I don't understand. Why.
I remember 20 years ago, Akira was a movie, and they had rioters, and they brought in the military police, and they had tanks and tear gas and shit going on, and they're doing that now.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, this is happening in a small town who has basically been relatively crime, like small crime type thing. I don't understand why they have such firepower. And Akira's different. That's in Neo Tokyo, right?
Yeah,
like it's one a of huge the, you know, city.
One of the most populous cities in the world at the time, or something like that.
Right, where this is like a city of less than 100,000 people. You know?
Yeah,
I've said
and
it.
There's no reason for
they
police
have armor
officers.
Tanks
yeah.
and assault rifles.
Yeah, you know, it's not like a you know they're. You know, I don't think they have to worry about you know drug cartels so much there. You know, why do the police have weapons grade or rather like
yeah,
assault grade
I mean,
weaponry?
And I can see for some situations, cop needing that weapons, like his fictional statement about Akira and stuff. But I mean, there are real places in America where there are a lot of like gang violence and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Like L.A. Gonna, or something.
I'm gonna
yeah,
say
but, yeah, but this is a small town Midwest America. Like this is
so
this
what?
Is unbelievable.
So what? I mean, look, if in the interest of fairness here, right? You mentioned like this is in LA and stuff like that. Why do they have those type of weapons anywhere? I don't really care. Like I want them not to have those weapons in LA. I don't want them to have weapons in Ferguson. I don't want them to have them in Denver.
Well,
and,
I honestly think that the growing prevalence of the taser has mm-hmm. contributed to this attitude that the police are somehow above the law.
Yes,
because it's like you know, tasers are quote unquote non-lethal. You know that, which means you know most of the time they won't kill the target.
It's kind of funny. Plenty of people have died.
The problem with the tasers is they're the police agencies and taser companies are dealing with a lot of lawsuits for the like 1% of the people that have died in them. All they've done, their families have just sued left and right.
Well, you know
the
they should
strong or
right.
they make the charge go on for too long.
You
but
know,
in,
I think
in
the
doing
problem
that, they've taken in doing that, cops have gone like, okay, well then we're not going to do that. We're not going to use tasers.
Well, here's the problem.
I'd rather them use tasers than guns.
Well, the problem or tranks. The other problem. Well, tranks are not feasible because it's you know it's not like it's kind of like you know hitting someone over the head in a movie. You know, you're either going to just hurt them and piss them off, or you're going to kill them.
Right. Mm.
And also, I don't understand why they go for kill shots no matter what the situation.
Right.
I understand if there's a gun pointed at you, but when somebody's running away, why would you shoot the kill?
Yeah. No, I mean, like you have. Cops who are firing tasers at children, or firing tasers at people who are not resisting, you know, just firing tasers because that's become their go-to thing. It's like you don't like what I'm doing. This is
look,
or did you have like you know this sudden rash of cops killing dogs?
Right. Here's the problem.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Here's the inherent problem with the police. It's not the fact that they have a certain gun, which, I mean, one could argue they don't need assault weapons, right? I mean, unless you're part of the SWAT team, which even then I think it's highly questionable. The problem lies in an excessive force always, right? I mean, I've heard of
– who are these people that they're hiring?
They're
it's like the
psychopaths.
Hiring rapists all the time. It's like, okay.
Right. These – it's psychopaths is what they're hiring, Eric.
Yeah.
I mean, the vast majority of police officers have never been through a psychiatric evaluation or any of that. And when they tase somebody, they don't just tase somebody. They, like, juice them. Like, they – you know, their intent is to kill that person. Like, I don't – I don't really care what anybody says. Like, that's what they mean to do.
And that's a problem, too. And that's one of the reasons that some police stations aren't using tasers. Instead, they're going for lethal force.
And in my case, like, I have an incredibly bad temper. If I get to the point where I feel the need to resort to violence, then I'm, like, near murdering somebody. And, like, and that's why I avoid those kind of situations. You know, I wouldn't want the kind of power that a police officer has because I don't trust myself with it.
No, I totally agree with you, Jeff. That's a very sensible thing to say. It's complete nonsense that they have that power. I explained this in another stinko of mine a few weeks back. We were in Chili's, of all places, and there were officers there that were soliciting money for the Special Olympics or something. And I was so nervous, guys. I was like, I told my server, I'm like, look, I don't want the cops anywhere near my booth. I don't want them to solicit me. I don't, you know, if they could just pass me on by, serve other people, whatever the case is, I am deathly afraid of what those officers are capable with their guns. And, you know, here's the bullshit about it. After we left there, I had my wife and my two kids with me. We were followed by one of those police officers. So It is super scary. And also, there's a huge racial component to all this, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at the police officers like in Ferguson, you have a population which is something like 80 to 85% African American.
Right.
And a police force which is 50% I may have my numbers backwards, but you have a police force which is disproportionately white to the general demographic of the city, you know, as compared to the general demographic of the city.
Right. Now, I don't blame police forces for being majority white, because the majority of this country is still white, right? I mean, Caucasian. If you're looking at the breakdown of African Americans versus Caucasians in this country, I think it's still something like I think it's like 80% Caucasian, 8%.
You know what the truth is, though? Most of us are mixed.
Yeah, especially
somewhere nowadays. Or another. Like most people.
I'm technically white,
racist.
But I mean, if you look at my skin, I mean, I've got a very olive complexion, you know, and you know, it's like I'm not Aryan by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
Heil.
No, I was like, I am not Scandinavian. I don't have that Scandinavian.
Because of, and this is a sad fact, but because of slavery, there was a lot of rape back in, you know, back in the slave days. So a lot of black people are partially white. This country is a lot more mixed than a lot of people understand.
White people wouldn't exist if it weren't for blacks.
Well, this is also true.
That may or may not be true. I actually think the Caucasians wouldn't be in existence if the Mexican Americans weren't here. I mean, who else is going to make beds and do all those type of things?
Frank, you can come over and clean my toilet now.
You son of a bitch. Is
that a preposition?
Proposition. Yeah. He wants me to go.
Did you call it a preposition?
Fridge. Yes.
No, the toilet's a code for something else.
Yeah, he wants me to clean his fridge for other nefarious purposes, I guess. Or toilet, whatever.
You missed that spot down there. Oh yeah, all the way down there, Frank. Get down lower, Frank.
You
lower.
Guys are something else, man.
Get the dirt.
Dungeon Buster says, I don't think Daryl Gates is available to advise on Police Quest Advanced Warfare. There's a huge issue with the police force in this country. There's no question about it. It's, you know what it is? It's a good old boy network. They have that code
I don't even know if it's so much good old boy thing as it's become this big fraternity. Mm-hmm. It's like that we look out for each other even if whoever it is doing something that, you know, really shouldn't be done.
Yeah.
Because I, like, because you, they're all, like, for instance, in my city, the cops are very diverse around here.
Yeah.
They are, I mean, we have black women, white women, black men, Asian men. I've seen a very diverse mixture of police officers just around the city. But they, basically, it does not matter. It's like a brotherhood with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're on their side.
Yeah.
Right. And they don't give a shit about you or your rights. And here's another thing.
I think it really comes down to one thing. I think it really comes down to the simple fact that the police are just like the politicians. They're forgetting that what they are is public servants.
Right. Yep. And you know the funny thing is?
The police, they're supposed to uphold the law.
Right.
Yeah, they're not the law. You're not the law. You're there to uphold the law. Right.
Exactly. But they take the law into their own hands all the time.
They break the law more than almost anybody I know. I mean, it's sad.
One wonders if they even bothered to learn law before they became law enforcement.
They go through military – or not military, police academy and all that shit. But honestly, once they get out of that, like their ideals are right when they very first start. But when they get into the force, you're right. It's a fraternity.
And I just had an amazing idea.
In tenure.
That too. But you remember the Police Academy movies in the 80s?
Yes, of course.
Yes, yes.
Reboot that series as horror.
Ooh. It actually might work.
I thought you were going to say make it into a video game.
I remember that movie too. Called Psycho Cop 2.
I did remember Psycho Cops. Yes.
I think I have a solution for all this.
It was horror movies. Such a Terminator ripoff.
Yeah. I love bad horror movies, though.
Yeah, so do I. Big time. All right.
Let me clarify. This is something on race. When I was saying a lot of us are mixed and stuff like that, that doesn't matter. You know, someone's race doesn't matter.
It shouldn't.
Biological race is a myth.
Yes.
Yeah. Cultural race is not, and it matters. But biologically, doesn't matter what your skin color is, where you're from. You're a lot more closely related. You're a lot more similar to any other human. Then you are different.
That's exactly correct.
And that's what I was saying. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify it, but you clarified it better than I did.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that.
Come back on the show next week to correct me again, too.
What's
white? By the way, you said that wrong. No.
You know, here's the difference between black people, white people, Mexican, and all other races. A small genetic mutation, right? Mm-hmm. That's the only thing different between all of us. That's it.
The chemical makeup of like the stuff that makes up your body.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's a slight it's a tendency to have certain features like epithelial folds being more pronounced in Asians, right. Or a different amount of melanin in your skin, and that's really all it comes down to.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, we're going to talk more about this because I think I have a solution to the police problem here in the United States, or at least.
More God, right?
The majority. No. What's that?
Just
more
kidding
God.
That part, yeah. No, this is where Frank reveals that for the last 10 years he's been stockpiling every kind of weapon he can find. He just got a couple tanks and he thinks it's time.
He's the president's big red nuke button.
Oh, jeez. All right, Eric, let's move on, man. What's your stinko?
That was my stinko, but I gave it to Jeff. So the other one I had was the death of Robin Williams.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Robin Williams.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Get off of the show. No, you're banned from this show.
No, he's not very funny.
No,
that's Frank's opinion.
No, in my opinion,
you're banned from this show.
No.
Have you never seen his old classic comedy bits?
I've seen every bit. I've seen all the –
I mean, it's – different opinions, different strokes.
I admit, like, in the later years, he's gotten older, and I haven't really watched something of his in a while. Right. But back in the 90s and earlier, like, his stuff
I've followed Robin Williams since Mork and Mindy days, right? Even before that.
All right. I forgot. You were around.
I haven't seen a lot of his work. I mean, I liked his work in Aladdin. I liked his work in Miss Doubtfire, Patch Adams.
Actually, one of my favorite Robin Williams movies was one that nobody ever seemed to like, and that was Toys.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
Toys.
That
was okay. That was
I fucking love that movie, man. That was
thank you.
Awesome.
I liked pretty much everything about it, but his involvement. I mean, he was kind of just there. Everybody else was more important.
Important part of the movie to me. Like that, it was just a whacked out movie. I mean,
I'm just saying the focus was really was on him
for no reason.
That's a good movie to watch while you're high. I think probably.
Anyways, I also saw Death of Smoochie. That was kind of interesting.
Weiland says,
I like that movie.
Weiland says I'm banned from the universe.
What Dreams May Come was kind of weird.
And think about it, who could play Popeye?
I never did watch a 1 hour photo though.
Yeah.
Saw that and I never saw Insomnia.
Said my favorite Robin Williams was his portrayal of Popeye, right when I said it.
I like Popeye.
I don't think there is anybody who could do Popeye.
Right. Probably not. He was really good at that.
Okay.
Yeah, they would have to copy his performance, I think.
I love Popeye, right? That's one of the very few movies that I like Robin Williams in.
I never did see Popeye.
And I like...
he's my favorite Disney movie.
Which one? Aladdin?
Flubber.
Flubber. Flubber. The Absent-Minded Professor was a lot better movie than Flubber.
Yes,
so yes, I've seen old movies too, Frank, but I wasn't around when television was invented like you.
Son of a bitch.
So I don't, I don't have as wide a palate.
Is Frank older than I am? I'm 40.
Frank's older than Jesus.
I am older than Jesus.
Okay, but Jesus isn't real.
Right.
Okay, he's older than
here's the deal.
Genghis Khan.
That would just make him older than the people that came up with the idea of
Here's
Jesus.
The deal. It doesn't matter.
You know that missing link?
Jesus Christ.
It's Frank.
All right, here's the deal on Robin Williams, right? I'm not a huge fan. I can't stand the guy, actually. I hated Doubtfire, I can't stand it. But what I will say, it is very sad. Anytime I think of death of people, it's really sad, all right?
And
it's
even more depressing was all the fucktards that were, especially the Christians that were like, glad that he was in hell now or something.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And what Rush Limbaugh said.
Yeah, no question about that. Look, the guy was supremely depressed, right? Anytime you're in that moment where you want to kill yourself.
He wasn't just depressed. He had depression.
Yeah, he was clinically depressed.
Right.
I mean,
that's the issue here. Right?
People don't understand with depression that it isn't always a constant thing.
Yeah, I do, because I've got it.
Right, it can come – oh, you do? Well, then maybe you're a better one to talk about it.
I mean, it's – I mean, you're on the right track. I mean, it's not a constant thing. I have my good days. I have my bad days. But, I'm not manic depressive like he was. You know, I don't have the big highs where he's just, always on, But, with me, it's kind of like if you can imagine just a median line – like where you can get plus or negative 100.
Yeah.
My mood at my best never gets above maybe a positive 40.
Yeah. I've been diagnosed with depression as well, and it's no fun. It sucks, actually.
Yeah.
So that's the bigger issue here. It's not about whether or not you liked Robin Williams or anything like that. It's a matter of depression I think
being a decent human being. I mean,
right.
Geez, some of the the way that people treated his daughter.
Oh, who was it? That guy Shepard on Fox.
Shepard Smith.
Shepard Smith. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. As most people on Fox are. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Stealth, do you have a stinko this week?
They're pieces.
Well, let me wait.
For one, for being being Cretans, and then two, for pretending to be Cretans and getting paid for being Cretans.
I don't have one that could top that.
Dungeon Buster says Nikola Tesla was around when Frank had bulbs installed in his house. You son of a bitch. Fucking Dungeon Buster.
Frank probably gave him the idea.
Stealth, I did, personally. Stealth, you said you didn't have one? Or
I don't have one that could.
Wait, what's
that
your
really
favorite?
Matters.
What's everybody's favorite Robin Williams movie?
Ugh, none.
I have to go with other. Well, it wasn't his movie, so I can't say Aladdin. So probably Hook then.
All right. See, I go with Aladdin and Hook too.
I would say Toys.
Is good. I love Toys.
I like 1 hour photo, I guess. I think that was a decent movie.
I need to see that.
I never saw that one.
Jumanji was okay. Jumanji was okay.
I love Jumanji.
Yeah. Anything else?
I just love that the monkeys were thieves. Like the monkeys just started stealing televisions and shit for no reason. I'm like, what the hell is monkey going to do with TV?
Right. Looking in chat here. Okay.
Did anybody see Zathura, by the way?
Zathura? No, I did not. My kids did.
So bad.
Apparently, writer of Jumanji came up with that one.
Yes, he did. All right,
and
great.
We should also mention that he had a huge connection to video games.
In fact, his
daughter was named after The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, and you know how the folks at Blizzard are going to put in a tribute.
Too.
Yeah. He was into World of Warcraft, and the folks at Blizzard, the fans and everything, have been like, you should put a tribute to him in the game. And they're like, you know what? You're right. We should. So we're going to, which I think is pretty awesome.
I think that's cool.
I loved that game at one point. I was addicted to it. Oh, no. Yeah. MXT is here. Show's over with. We'll see you later.
He's going to start talking about Nazis and the Jews again.
Right. Break. Your Stinko, if you have one this week.
I have several, so you want to go first if you have one, or do you want to
create several? I definitely have one, and only one. Mine, actually two. They're kind of tied together.
So
NASCAR and Tony Stewart. Tony Stewart, I don't think he deliberately hit the guy that he hit and killed on a track. But A, what was he doing there? I think he could have avoided it. I saw a video of the crash, and I don't think he should have hit the guy. Both times, both with his car and, car to car and car to human. I do. And then NASCAR gets a big stinko because just now, after this guy dies, it took somebody to die for them to reinforce their rules about people getting out of their car and confronting other cars on the track. So,
well, come on. Honestly, do you think that has to be a rule? Does somebody have to be told not to run in front of a moving car?
This is America. Of course it is.
You don't think grown men should be told that you don't run in front of a moving car?
Well, you have to remember,
hey, you're on a track. Don't run out of your car.
You have to remember, some adults are actually just children.
Have you never looked at the Darwin Awards?
Some adults are just children that are just overgrown.
Look, I didn't hear what Frank said about – I mean, sorry, Frank.
No, it's all good. I just think NASCAR should have made this very, very clear to people. You get out of your car, you're banned for the season, right? I mean, seriously, unless you're burning inside that car, you stay in that car until somebody goes over there, gets your ass out of there, and helps you off the track safely.
MXP says the not getting out of the car thing is common sense. I don't like NASCAR, but that should be common fucking sense.
Yeah,
if MXP agrees with me, I got to be wrong.
You know,
even a stop clock.
There's something wrong. There's something wrong here. I got to rethink this.
Look, I don't mind racing.
Nothing personal to MXT. I don't know him, but you know.
Right. I like IndyCar racing and NASCAR. I've never sat down and watched a full race. People tell me it's way better in person and all this stuff, but I don't have anything against racing.
The video games are fun.
I don't have anything against racing in general, but really NASCAR. I mean, it took a death of a human being for you guys to get off your laurels and issue some fucking statements and forceful statements about getting out of your fucking car
like MXD said, it's common sense.
It is common sense.
It's a racetrack. Don't get out of your car.
I have a thing to tell you about common sense, but that's for another day.
Yeah, right. I have a question about NASCAR video games, though.
Yeah.
How fun can a game be when your stick really only needs to go in one direction?
It is.
Wait, are we talking about NASCAR still?
Yes. Maybe not.
When you're playing with friends, it doesn't. It's like an actual racing game. You feel like you're actually
racing game. I love it.
I think it came out way wrong.
I think it came out just right.
Tiger Claw says, "I don't know if MXT agrees with you over something. Then you made progress. How often
I've
does
never
MXT
played a NASCAR game single player? I've always played them with friends, and they've.
Well, here's I've got a question. Yeah. If what MXT says is automatically wrong, what if he agrees with you?
Yeah, see, that's what Tiger Claw's.
I know that's
out.
Why I have to rethink everything.
Yeah,
my reality's been fractured.
If MXT says you should not kill yourself,
right? Maybe you should. Maybe you should take that gun. You know?
Maybe there's an objective. Yeah. Maybe there's an objective judge there.
Maybe that's why Robin Williams killed himself.
Jeez. Too soon. Too soon. Break. All right. Let's move on. Break man. Your stinkos.
Okay, I have several. Let me see here. The flooding in the East Coast. Everybody affected by that. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
Fucked everybody. That sucks.
Hopefully everybody's safe that listened to this show out there.
To California in their Yes Means Yes campaign.
What? What is that all about?
You haven't heard the new law they're trying to pass in California?
Mm-mm. No.
Is this some
it's
kind of
no longer no
thing?
Means no. It's they have to confirm. You have to say yes.
What?
That's the law that they're trying to get passed.
Wait.
You have to say yes. And if any time somebody wants to stop, they can stop, and it's rape if you don't.
Wait. Well,
that's you have to
true.
Confirm.
That's what Hold on. You just opened a whole can of
worms. Yeah, you really did.
What is going on here? So two people that are having consensual sex, they both have to say yes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, that's... I agree that you should have enthusiastic assent at all times.
Right, exactly. Okay, so if at any time somebody doesn't want to go anymore, then if it continues, it becomes rape.
Yes.
Right.
I don't see a problem with that.
I don't see a problem with that.
I don't see a problem with them, but you have to say yes.
Yeah.
Depending on how specific they want to get with that.
You go talk to your wife and say, you want to have sex? Yes. Yes. No. It has to be like that.
Never.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay, exactly.
I don't go talk to my girlfriend, let's go have sex. You want to have sex?
Yes.
Okay, let's go have sex.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if they're trying to legislate that, I mean,
in principle, are
they doing this in order to try to mitigate, like, false rape accusations?
No, probably not.
This is just a women's
right thing where I think they're just overreaching.
Tiger Claw says it sounds like the whole thing with computers. When you click on something, it says yes. Then you click on it, and then it goes, Are you sure?
So basically what we're saying is that you should always give a confirmation prompt for sex.
Exactly.
Yes, but it has to be a definite yes. It's not just a regular confirmation. You can't get them to nod their heads. You have to get them to say yes.
Right.
Hand them a sheet of paper. Will you have sex with me? Yes.
Yeah,
no.
That's like that whole Chappelle.
Check one.
That's the whole Chappelle bit.
How else can this be confirmed in court unless you get like a piece of paper?
Yeah, it sounds unenforceable.
To record it, you need a stenographer too.
Right.
You take this to court. No, she said yes, officer.
You know what's funny is
I woke her ass up and she said yes.
On the other hand, there is a possible upside to this.
What's the upside?
But the upside could also be a downside depending on who we're talking about. It basically means that in order to protect yourself from possible legal difficulties, every single sex act should be video recorded.
Oh, there we go.
Sex tapes, everybody.
Exactly.
You know what? I take it back. This is a good law. That's not
what I'm saying. I'm like that. You know.
Okay, so let's move on because that's a good law now.
Chappelle did a whole thing on this, a whole bit on consensual sex and.
Don't get me wrong. Like, you guys were trying to say, like, yes, like, Collins.
Well, on the face of it, it sounded like you were starting to sound like an MRA.
Right.
I have a general policy. It's like, you know, enthusiastic assent at all times unless the couple has worked out, you know, specific parameters surrounding that beforehand. Well, no, I mean, it's like there are some people who are into certain fantasies, and that's why you have safe words.
Right. Weiland's speaking of sex, I don't know how this has to do with sex, but I just thought it was funny. He says, oh, wow, a restaurant here in town accepts Bitcoin now. That's nuts. There you go. There's your sexual reference.
I had a lulls, but I killed my boner.
Is Bitcoin like code word for sperm or something? Right. Okay, let me see here. Let's move on. I've got other I got a letter from the state of Ohio that's kind of pissed me off and I got to deal with, but I can't do it. I just got today, so I can't do anything about it until Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. And fucking Drew Stubbs, that son of a bitch, he can go to hell.
Oh man, that's so funny. What's the letter?
What's that? No, I don't really want to talk about this letter. I have to deal with it Ohio yet.
Okay.
Let me see here. Something that hasn't been talked about that happened over this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it actually happened the same night as Ferguson, and I don't know if it's gone national or not. But in Dayton, Ohio, about an hour away from me, there was a young black man in a Walmart store who was shopping for an air rifle. And
I think I heard about this.
Some cops were called and in the Walmart and stuff like that, and they told him to put down the air rifle. And I haven't seen video, so I don't know what happens at this point. I don't know what happened at that point, but I do know that they told him to put the gun down, and he didn't, is what the cops say. And then they shot and killed him.
Yeah, I mean, but he's carrying an air rifle, which came from the store. I mean, he's functionally unarmed.
Right.
Yes. And from all accounts, he's apparently, like, he's a good kid, unlike what was going on with, you know, in Ferguson, where the kid was actually robbing.
Yeah,
robbed
he was a
store,
punk,
you know,
but he didn't deserve to get killed.
Exactly. No, I'm not saying he deserved to get killed, but I'm saying, like, this kid looked like a completely innocent shopper, basically. He was murdered by police.
Yeah, I'm glad you said murder.
It seems like the crime was guilty of being black in Walmart.
You know,
Shopping while black.
I want to talk about.
And it doesn't. It hasn't got a lot of national news, I don't think, compared to Ferguson. I think
Ferguson on a Friday night.
Yeah, Ferguson and Robin Williams have kind of consumed the news cycle.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to talk more about that because I'll.
And I have one last stinko.
Go ahead.
My mom had surgery. Yeah, so that was yesterday, and she got the bandages off today, and she's going through recovery. And the recovery is actually far worse than the surgery.
What's going on?
On the upside, you know, was she under general anesthetic?
Yes.
Yeah, well, she came out of it, so there you go.
Yes.
There's always with any time you're under general, and you know, there's a chance she won't come out of it. She came out of it. She's doing well. You know.
Well, that's – I was going into my suite. Is that as far as we know, the surgery is gone. As long as she maintains the treatment, which really sucks, what she's got to do now, like the recovery. Yeah. As long as she does that, she should be actually better than she was. Not just healed. And I'm saying this is my suite. So as far as we know, it's going well as long as the recovery can go well.
Wow. It sucks.
Good luck. I mean, fingers crossed.
Good luck, buddy.
So like I said on Twitter, it's been a stinko week because it's been one thing after another this week.
I'm telling you, man, for sure. Well, let's move right into our sweetos. Jeff, you have a sweeto?
I kind of blew my load on sweetos from talking about the Silent Hill and the Samurai Shodown RPG thing. So I'm good.
Okay, all right. Stealth.
I know you had some. Let's see. Nothing that I can think of is particularly good that happened, other than.
Whoa! You said earlier in the show it was a good week.
Right.
I don't know.
He lied.
What to say.
All right, we'll move on.
He got his first pubes. No.
No. That was his sweeto. Yeah. He doesn't have anything to add to that.
All right, Eric.
I got my
first pubes
replacement for my. No. I got my replacement for my destroyed Elgato that. Got fried in electrical surge.
And for our Mexican
audience.
Along
with my motherboard, but that got a replacement. I won't be able to replace my motherboard.
For our Mexican audience, he doesn't mean cat. He means capture card.
I was wondering, is that like a capture card or something?
Yeah, capture card. Okay. It got fried.
So I had to send it in and get replaced.
I thought you were talking about Captain America.
Which I was actually thankful that they did that because it had been over a year since I bought that thing.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's a big.
I also it's kind of a stinko because this shouldn't have happened in the first place, but I got a new key ignition switch and cylinder brake for the brakes because GM screwed up something in their vehicles and everything had to get recalled, so I had to get that sent in. So thankfully the turnaround time wasn't that long, so it only took them a day.
Yeah, cool. If it was a recall, you didn't have to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I'm still never buying a GM again.
But it took like 6 months from when they issued the notice to them actually getting the parts at this particular location.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Let's move on to my sweeto. This ties into the whole police talk.
I'm just
right?
glad
my-
it's all over now. That's a sweeto.
My sweeto is Ice-T. All right. He's at Final Level on Twitter. Everybody knows who Ice-T is, right? Mm-hmm. He
for shizzle, yo.
Yeah, I love
Final
Ice-T.
Level mean
cop killer. Let's do this.
Oh man, he is. I think Ice-T is one of my heroes in life. I love Ice-T. I just think he's an awesome.
Now,
human.
Are we talking about the actual rapper Ice-T?
The rapper, yes. Okay. I love.
Him. You mean the guy?
His Twitter handle is not
Ice-T.
No, Ice-T's Twitter handle is Final Level. He's a huge gamer.
Oh, okay.
Huge.
Wait, so he's your hero, but you realize he was a real life pimp? I think he still is.
He's absolutely one of my heroes in life. Right. I love Ice-T. I think he's probably one of the greatest human beings
so
to ever.
As long as he's good to his host, I guess that's fine.
He was pretty badass.
I just know a lot of people aren't.
No. He's
people
look,
can change though. You know,
he totally that's changed. True. But some of the things that he's spoken out for,
straight edge like MXT.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
He tweeted out earlier a picture, an Instagram picture of a cop wearing a video surveillance camera, right? And the caption was, you know, I can't remember what county. I think it's some some county in California where they're I don't think it was Orange County. But
that's the only one I know. So
right, he tweeted that since they this police particular police force has been wearing 24/7 surveillance or video surveillance, the rate of beatings has went down 60%, which I think is a huge plus. Crime has went down, I think, 88% since they've been wearing these. Is it coincidence? I do not think so. I think every cop in the United States should be wearing this video camera surveillance 24/7. Anytime that they're on duty, these policemen should be watched very closely, and not just by the police, because other police will hide.
Yeah, there should be an independent monitoring.
Either independent or public. You should be able to go in there, and if you want to see what a police officer A is doing, you should be able to see it, right?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea. I mean, they're public servants. You know, their activity should be public knowledge.
Right. Now, we would – obviously, if you didn't want to see some of the blood and gore – that these people see real life, then you shut it off, right? And you go to another officer. I mean,
there's only one – actually, there's only one circumstance that I can think of where they should be able to shut it off.
It's like constant fussy editing.
Well, I mean, if when they're in the middle of, you know, planning something, like if they're, you know, they're planning a sting on, you know, operation or something like that, where, you know, they're actually discussing tactics and stuff like that they need to, you know, that's not a good idea for the general
public.
Well,
you shut off the audio. Right? You just shut off the audio during those portions. But those are the only exceptions, right? Like if you're being briefed on doing a raid or something, like we don't need those details, right? But every other time when a police officer is out there, they should have that video camera on and people should be watching them. You would see crime decrease exceptionally clear across the board if that happens.
Even if it's not being actively monitored, you know, just the simple fact that there's, you know, there's surveillance and, you know.
Right. The fact that
people behave better if they think they're being watched.
Exactly.
Sad fact.
Right. Now, you're never going to get rid of it, totally. There's still going to be asshole cops that try to beat the system and stuff like that.
They're
going to
be held accountable.
Right.
And to be fair, I'll say the last cop that pulled me over was really nice, and I was a dick. Just saying.
I think if an officer is caught shutting that camera off for whatever reason, I don't care.
Should be immediate suspension.
Exactly.
But the cop before him was an asshole.
Fucking.
So you
break.
Took it out on the next cop.
Right. Now, obviously, I don't want to see an officer go to the bathroom peeing. I mean, that wouldn't be very fun. But, you know, those are the only exceptions. Going to the bathroom and tactical type
stuff. Well, Tiger Claw, some places are starting this out. I think it's like California, and I know here in Cincinnati they're starting a pilot program where police officers are wearing cameras.
They should. And the reason I think they should is because they have a huge problem with the general public doing it. I mean, there was a website, copwatch.org or .com. I can't remember, but
oh, speaking of Cop Watch, we forgot to mention.
If I can't film you, then I'll have someone else do it.
Right. We forgot to mention when we talked about the Ferguson Police Department. That is one of the things they're trying to do. Is they're going after the media.
Well,
they're trying to shut down cameras and stuff.
Did you say that? Yeah, I said the FAA actually declared Ferguson a no-fly zone.
Yep,
I missed that.
And that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. They
I
don't want
my beer. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's a beer.
You owe me a beer.
But I think if you want to cut down a lot of the bullshit with police officers, I think that's a very reasonable thing to do. And don't give me this horse shit about it costs, you know, too much money to do, because police officers waste money every fucking day.
I'm reminded of A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
There was a
I'm singing in the rain.
Wow.
What's that like?
There was a police officer incident earlier this year. I think it's going to court earlier this year. Maybe it happened late last year. But his camera, his dash cam, goes out for about 20 seconds or 30 seconds or maybe longer than that. But it goes out right when, like, the crime has happened and he's accused of doing horrible stuff. And then it comes back on later.
Yeah, I've seen that with a few of those. It's just like, you know, police officers with a history of brutality allegations. You know, they have the, they curiously keep having problems with their cameras.
Yeah, technical difficulties, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says in Russia the reason why there are so many dash cams there is for insurance because there's so much corruption. I agree. Yeah. There's people should do that here. Everybody should have a dash cam. I know it's, you know, not feasible.
I mean, they're legally mandated over in Russia, if I'm not mistaken.
It should be. It should be here.
I mean, like, and some of the stuff that people catch over there because of them. I saw one of those things where it's, you know, a truck is carrying a bunch of those gas canisters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a bunch of explosives, you know, it overturned and caught fire. So it's just, you know, it's impressive and scary. Just
yeah, I think that's the key to cutting down a lot of the BS here. I mean, there's other things like cutting out the bullshit drug war that is still going on. But, you know, for the most part, the big thing is get eyes on the police and not fucking internal affairs or any police related, you know, people. It should be open to the public. Every police officer is fitted with a video camera, and if that video camera isn't working, they should take them off the street immediately and replace them with somebody that has one working. That's simple as that.
One of the things that escalated Ferguson so fast is the police's total refusal to release the name of the cop.
They did today. I know they did
today, but this is what, 5 days later? I don't know.
Five days, I think it is.
Okay. Look, so, yeah, if they had gone out and released it the next day, that would have helped. I mean, that would have caused a lot of violence.
You know what's funny? I've seen a contingency of people on Twitter defending the cops in this situation. I'm like, you people have no fucking clue. I just don't get it. You look at the facts of the case and tell me 10 shots were warranted for this this guy.
I mean, I would like to complain that another stinko goes to anybody who's looting. Anybody who takes this opportunity to loot or riot.
Absolutely. No question, Breakman.
Well, rioting and looting are not necessarily
the same. Well, yeah, that's true. But I should say if you combine the two, if you're combining rioting with looting. But
I forget. I saw a quote and said, you know, rioting is the speech of the voiceless. Mm. I was like, and to an extent, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
my problem with a lot of the rioters is they'll target like the innocent in it. You know.
Yeah, I mean, like you're rioting. It's like, okay, let's break into this, you know, this store and steal some, you know, some expensive electronics or something.
Right.
Yeah. There were riots in Cincinnati back in I think 2001, and for instance, my friends were driving near where the riots were happening, and some rioters came after them and were flinging rocks and shit at their car. Yeah, at his car.
That shit sucks. No question.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Like my friend did absolutely nothing.
Dungeon Bust, remember he was talking about dash cams in Russia? Slagar says he thinks it's because there's so many hot chicks rolling the street. So
it's true. There are a lot of those in Russia.
There you go. All right.
So, they did it under the pretense of security.
All right. I'm going to review two things really quickly. South Park, Stick of Truth for the PS3. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10 because it had tons of frame rate issues, which I do not understand in a game that's not very
graphically taxing.
Yeah, you should have got the 360 version.
In a game that's not very graphics intensive and doesn't have a lot of huge battles.
Well, you could argue that the game might be computationally taxing.
Well, okay.
But I doubt that's happening either.
I doubt it, but I'm just saying I think the frame rate's pretty bad on the PS3. But overall, there are
lazy port job. That's what it is.
I think the only problem where I had any problems with the frame rate on the PS3 is when it's doing its auto saves. It's like things would kind of hesitate, and I've noticed that that's a common issue with a lot of games on the PS3.
Yeah. Well,
and when you're shifting from one area to another,
it just shouldn't happen.
It would hesitate for a second or two. Yeah, like you suddenly skip from, you know, like, oh, you're over here, but if you're holding right, then suddenly you're like, you know, a third of the way across the screen, and once it catches up with it.
It's pretty inexcusable. I don't see any reason why it should do that. It's not the most, like I said, it's not the most graphic intensive game.
It's not the most well polished, let's put it that
way.
Well, like Dungeon Buster said last week, he never had any problems, and I only a couple times.
He was playing on the 360.
Had problems. And playing on the 360, it worked great.
Yeah. All right. But I will say in its favor, there are probably at least two or three video game moments that happen in this game that are all-time greats. Like, I don't want to spoil anything for anybody that hasn't played this game. Just play it because you will fucking laugh your ass off. Like, I have...
Like the scene in the clinic?
I'm not... Yeah, that... I don't want to...
I won't go into detail. I'll just say it's in the clinic.
That's definitely one. There's
just one. There's a couple of.
There were a few of them in there.
There's two or three that I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, "This is
the bit with the goth kids was especially funny for me."
I love that. Love it. But yeah, there's some cool ass shit that happens in this game that you guys should check out for sure. I highly recommend it. I give it 8 out of 10. Frame rate issues. I wish the enemies were a little more diverse, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, it's, if you like RPGs even a little bit and you're a South Park fan, it's basically a love letter to you, and it's really what it comes down to.
And that's my thing with when I was saying this to me is the best, like TV to video game translation, because it is actually an RPG.
Yeah.
Yeah, like usually we get these like shitty games like the 24 game, for instance.
I mean, it's basically Paper Mario with a South Park skin on it, but it's done extremely well.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. I, like I said, 8 out of 10, that's a super high score. So,
as far as the story is concerned, for me, it feels like if you watch the Black Friday episodes, which were in the last season of South Park, it starts right after them.
Yeah, so it feels, I mean, it is current. Meant to... Yeah, it is meant to line up with continuity, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, it's great. Another problem that I had, there's not like no New Game Plus. Once you're done with the game, I've been aiming, like rolling around aimlessly in the town. There's nothing to do. There really isn't.
And there's achievements you miss if you go through certain scenes, because there are scenes you cannot go back to.
I missed. Look, you know that Chin Pokemon collectible thing.
Yep.
I missed
a couple ways you can miss.
I missed one in one of the scenes. I got 29 of the 30, and one of them was in a scene, and I can't get it. That's a big stinko in my
view. Can you max out your character at all?
No. Well, you can.
You can.
Once you go to
level 14, I think it is.
Yeah, level 15.
I mean, you can max it out. I mean,
yeah, and then that's it. That's another.
As RPGs go, it is extremely basic.
Yes.
Expendables 3. I saw that today. The only reason to see. It's not great.
I didn't like the first Expendables. You think I'm going to like the other two?
Hold on.
I got a question. How come they didn't get Cynthia Rothrock? It feels like she's just left out of this. If they're going
because
back
she's
and getting
like
all the 80s
old.
Action
that,
heroes.
That would be kind of a kind of a missed opportunity that they'd gotten maybe Sho Kosugi as well.
That Expended Chicks, like, or Girls a thing? Is that a real thing? Or is that
I don't know.
You know about the tie-in between Expendables 3 and Broforce, right?
I do not.
Well, you know what Broforce is?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's
a 2D side-scrolling action game, which is like this, you know, it's, you know, I, you know, hate to, you know, bash on an expression, but it's a love letter to 80s and, you know, 90s action movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where you take on these personas of different, you know, of different 80s action stars. Like, you'll have one where, you know, where you're the Terminator or you're Neo or, you know, you play or Indiana Jones, and like, and each of these characters will have different little abilities. And it's the general gist of it is blow the fuck out of everything.
Yeah.
You know, but apparently they, because the general theme of it was essentially in line with the Expendables, the film studio approached the developers of Broforce to make this little side thing. It's like it's basically an Expendables version of the game, and from what I understand, it's actually free to download. Mm-hmm. You know, not free to play, but free to download.
Isn't it PC only right now, though?
I think so.
So what happens? Like, you download it and then it, like, asks for your credit card number. Like, this is going to cost you.
No.
This will cost you 25 cents.
It's kind of like a demo. It's basically.
Yeah. It's basically kind of like an Expendables themed demo for the regular game.
Mm. Yeah, that's cool.
But do a YouTube search for it. It's just Broforce, one word, and I mean it's funny.
Yeah, I
want to buy that game on PS4 when it comes out.
Yeah. It might be fun on the Vita.
Yeah. The Expendables is very average. The last third was great. I like the last third of the movie. The only real reason to see this movie, and I hate to say it, but Antonio Banderas. He is the only reason to see this movie. He was awesome. And I don't normally say that.
So it's like Shrek 2.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a very good analogy, that the only reason to see that movie is because of Puss in Boots. But yes, he's good.
I never did see actual Puss in Boots, though.
Yeah.
I never saw that either.
Oh, that movie's great. You guys should
watch it. Yeah, I
heard
it was good.
It's really good. Look, I'll give it a 5 out of 10, completely average. It is PG-13, which I find kind of weird because it seemed like an R movie.
That's like a trend these days. Let's just take something violent and make it PG-13.
Right. But in all actuality, it had the feel of a rated R movie. It really did. So,
you know, speaking of that,
it just means
really
that there's
weird.
No gore. That's all.
Yeah. It's really weird that you say that, like, this is, you know, more violent than the other ones, and this is going to PG-13. Well, this week, there are a bunch of housewives who were throwing a fit because the GQ magazine arrived with a woman who was kind of topless.
So
you
what?
I don't know what you see. Well, they're throwing a fit about that, like,
oh no, not
for
the
their
movies.
Like their young children and shit like that. Seeing boobies, but I'm sure they would allow them to go see Expendables 3. You know?
It's another huge problem that we have in this country.
Boobies are the temptress of Satan.
You know, here's the thing. That's another problem with this country.
Hell yeah, they are. Yeah.
Another problem with this country is we are more mortified by some titties than we are with violence. And I don't get it. Like, just don't get it. We can't.
Because we love violence.
We love violence.
Our entire history is steeped in violence.
Don't get me wrong. I love violence. I just love sex more.
I just hate anything that isn't violence. That's all. Violence is our god.
I just don't understand it. Like, we can't see a pair of tits on the TV, but we can see heads getting blown off in video games, and everything's A-okay with that. You know
I hate to say it. I think France is probably the best one of the best examples.
Can I make a crazy crackpot conspiracy theory about how the Christian God is really supposed to be Baal, and that's why they have such a fervent adoration of him?
Breakman, I think you're onto something.
Because they love all destruction.
The European countries have it right. You know, they don't. Nudity is you know, it's a part of everyday living. Like, they don't
or is
care
it
if you Baal?
I can't remember.
Baal.
I've always said like Baal, like, yeah. Yeah, like kind of extending the A. Yeah. But anyway,
see, like, I don't want to say good things about France because I don't want Gripper to leave. You know, he might never show up again.
No, they have it kind of right. Like, you can see boobs on regular TV, and it's not a big
deal. Well, it's like sex is not the big taboo that it is here.
Right.
You know, right. It's sex is, you know, it's part of life. You know, it's, you know, mm-hmm. It's a big part of life because without sex, you don't have any new life.
Right.
You know, think, you know, at least as far as, you know, where, you know, with sexual creatures, and, you know, they have problems with violence, and, you know, and, you know, people tend to have kind of a knee jerk reaction to that. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's like this stuff like Ninja Gaiden 3 is an extremely gory game.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I remember when Ninja Gaiden 1 came out, in the European version, it didn't have decapitations because, you know, you can't depict that.
Yeah.
And I think some of that may have something to do with, like, if you look at the history of
Games
Europe,
of Nowhere,
like,
Heroes got censored in Japan too.
Yeah. Mm. And it's weird. I mean, some of the stuff that gets censored, because, you know, it used to be, you know, I'm an old Neo Geo fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like the old Samurai Showdown games and King of Fighters, you know. The old Neo Geo games, they had the Japanese.
I love King of Fighters.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the old Neo Geo games had both the Japanese and the English, and Portuguese and other, you know, stuff built into them. You know, it was all in one cartridge. You know, and what language displayed depended on what the region of the system was.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you were to take an old copy of the original Samurai Showdown and put it in a U.S. home system, all the blood would be white, and you couldn't kill anybody.
Sweat.
So who are your favorite King of the Fighters characters?
Oh, jeez.
Well, I will get to that in a second, but in the last Samurai Showdown game, Samurai Showdown Sen, there was such a complete 180 about the violence on the part of SNK because of a certain incident. called, you know, known as Nevada-tan, where like this some schoolgirl got stabbed by another schoolgirl. And there was a big thing about, you know, bladed violence became a big thing. And then, you know, so SNK suddenly started censoring themselves a lot more. But the U.S. version or the Japanese version of Samurai Shodown Sen has no blood, no dismemberment, no nothing, no fatalities. But it still has the animations for it. Like there are things where you can lop off someone's arm. Well, you can do that in the Japanese version of the game. They'll fall over. Their arm's still attached, but they're you know holding their like grab you know like gripping their arm like they're holding onto a bloody stump. But there's no blood or anything. And in the U.S. version of the game, you can do all that stuff. You can kill them. Blood, you know, the blood flies everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and it's just we've gotten it's so backwards from what it used to be.
Yeah.
It's like, and I'm not really sure that that's an improvement. But
yeah. Yeah, Japan's ultra no violence now.
Yeah. And they've kind of gotten a little reactionary about it. But as for my favorite King of Fighters characters, there are quite a few. But I have to say that, you know, that they put in two of my favorites in King of Fighters 11, and that was Oswald and the almighty Duck King. Thank you.
Duck King, huh?
I think we need to move on from this subject because we've got a couple more to
Duck
go.
Duck King, Geese Howard.
I think Slagar said it best when he said, violence begets titties. So, you know. All right, we're going to move on quickly to Grindr Talk. I think we alluded to it earlier, but exclusivity and it's nonsense. That's what Eric put here. How do you feel about exclusives, timed exclusives?
Hate them.
Stuff
depends
like that.
Depends on the context. Mm-hmm. I think as far as the consoles go, exclusives are basically the only thing keeping them alive.
I don't know if I totally agree.
I mean, PCs are getting a larger share of the market lately.
Hmm.
You know, they are growing. I mean, it's slow growth, but the primary it's kind of like Macs and PCs. Mm-hmm. You know, they as time has gone on, as they've gone through generations, they've become more and more similar. I mean, essentially, the Xbox One, the PS4 are not really that different from each other. One's a little more powerful, but the actual hardware inside them is very close to being the same.
It's going to come to eventually where it's not sustainable. I mean, right now, we have three main consoles, and it's doing poorly for one of them.
Yeah.
This kind of way isn't sustainable. At one point, they're going to need to switch to a different way of thinking, a different format.
I think that this is the last tradition of standalone. This is the last generation of standalone game consoles. I think is what you're going
to
see.
I hope so. That's the way I
look at. I mean, like if you look at something like the PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty powerful. I mean, and I like my PS4, but it's not as powerful as a good PC. And most of the stuff that you can get on a PS4, you can get on a PC. It's like, it's the only stuff that really makes a PS4 viable, really, is something like is the exclusives, like the Sony specific exclusives, like The Last of Us, or, you know, the new Uncharted or something like that. And I think that that's one of the big things, in my opinion, that's kind of killing the Xbox One, that most of its exclusives aren't really exclusives. They're only console exclusives. Like, you know, we have Titanfall. We have, you know, that, you know, and you can't get it on PS4. Or Dead Rising 3. But you can get both of those on PC.
Hmm. You know, the only bullshit I think I hate exclusivity for is when Microsoft does its version of exclusivity where they'll pay a company a certain amount of money in order to keep a game exclusive for a temporary period of time.
Well, unless it's like their own exclusive, like, you know, everybody knows I'm going to have to get an Xbox One so I can play Halo 5.
Yeah. Or Quantum Break. You know, like they're.
Halo was at one time a PC game.
Yeah.
They stopped Halo 2. They never brought Halo 3 to PC.
It got ported. Yeah, it got ported to PC, but I mean, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, primary development was, you know, after. Microsoft took over Bungie, or you know,
Halo 1. They actually like they added new levels to the multiplayer and stuff.
Yeah.
They actually did stuff with Halo 1, but Halo 2 was just like, we quit, we're done. Here's what it is.
I remember Halo 1 on PC was not a good port.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
Far better looking games that ran much more smoothly.
Yeah, but the multiplayer was fun, but not as fun as it was on Xbox.
Yeah, I think the way of exclusives. is just done as we know it. I don't think they're effective for either company.
I think the only time you'll ever see exclusives when it's someone like Nintendo, where you can only get Nintendo stuff on Nintendo stuff because of Nintendo.
Well, I'm not just saying exclusive games, but I'm saying that the consoles themselves, having separate consoles, is just not going to sustain. Yeah. You know, having to spend $400 to get this system to play this games and another $400 to get these.
Put their games on PC.
Yeah, when you can say go buy an Android phone and you play a shit ton of like little games that are $1 and such like
so
that.
So what you're thinking is more you're likely to see kind of a proliferation of something kind of like
Steambox.
Maybe. Steambox, or kind of like the equivalent of like DVD players.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah. Like you'll have multiple companies. You would say that.
Well, if you think about it, that's what the 3DO was. There were multiple companies that manufactured the 3DO. They just had a spec that they had to stick to. As long as it meets this, it'll play the games, and you can do whatever else you want with it.
The problem is
I
you have
like
the problem.
The demo I played of it anyway.
Yeah.
Demo of what?
A 3DO. I don't remember what I played. I was stuck in a Sears one, and there was nothing.
Probably
else to
a
do.
Mansion of Hidden Souls. That's what you're
playing. Yeah, I remember at the time the 3DO had the best port of Samurai Showdown.
And Street Fighter.
The inherent problem that you get with Microsoft and Sony is that neither is going to be willing to sit down at the table and realize what we're saying. I agree with
right,
you, Breakman.
Maybe not right this moment, but I think in the next few years, the way
when the market kind of recoil is not the right word, but when it
crash.
Contracts, when it contracts. Yeah. You know, when the market – and it doesn't necessarily have to crash, but it will contract where you'll start seeing a steep decline in hardware and software sales because we're already seeing a decline in software sales.
Right.
And look at the Wii U, the hardware sales. You'd think if this is going to happen, Nintendo would probably be the first company to have to go.
You know what? It wouldn't. You would think that, Breakman, but it's just the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're right. I think they would be the last, but I think they're the ones who need to step up and say, hey, this is the way we do it. But whereas I think you're right.
No,
I think they'll be stubborn.
I agree with that. I think they'll be stubborn, and I think for good reason. I think the only company that can legitimately stay alive in and have its own viable console is Nintendo because of the Mario, Zeldas, Metroids, etc. Like those franchises are huge. You know, if someone could get exclusive rights to like Grand Theft Auto or Call of Duty, they would be in the same position. But that's never going to happen. So,
well, that's kind of what I meant when you see something like. You know, like Sony's having the first and second party developers, you know, like your Infamous and your The Last of Us and Uncharted or Halo, things like that that's obviously and by definition only going to be on this platform.
Yeah,
you know, that's the only thing that really makes the console viable. I mean, outside of its you have the PS4 has done. It's really they've really tried to welcome indie devs with open arms, with some success. I think there's been a fair number. Most of the releases on the game are indie, or rather, most of the releases on the system are indie. There's still a lot of a lot more stuff out there that you're not likely to ever see on a console. But I think that as far as the AAA type stuff goes. First and second party games are going to really be, are really what will make a system for you.
Yeah. We need to move on here. Last topic for the day. This is our free for all subject. GMOs.
Oh boy.
Genetically modified organisms. We're going to have to,
yes, I'd like this. Like, come on, make me superpowered. Let's do this.
We're going to have to condense this conversation because we're running out of time. But, quickly, Eric, what are GMOs, and what are we talking about here?
Okay, hold on a second. There we go. GMOs is an acronym for genetically modified organisms. Plants or animals created through gene splicing techniques that insert DNA from one species to another species. Or it could just be something as simple as just putting like certain kinds of
turning off a gene. Mm-hmm. That's normally on or vice versa.
Yeah. A good example of
But usually when these arguments come up, it's about food rather than plants or animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. A good example of this is, like, have you guys ever had a seedless watermelon?
Well, I've had seedless grapes.
Yeah, yeah, seedless grapes, stuff like that.
That's, or your average banana.
So what's the controversy here, Eric? What do we? Why are we?
The controversy is that the anti-GMOs are naturopaths and they don't trust GMOs because they think that there's harmful substances inside their food. When in fact, most of what they eat that they believe to be natural was made through cross-pollination, and it's nothing like the original source of the food that they had. Like for instance, carrots didn't originally have beta-carotene, which provide you with vitamin A, which human needs to survive.
Right.
And so it basically had no nutritional value.
And
it didn't even used to look orange. The beta-carotene makes it look orange, plus a couple other things.
This reminds me of This sort of reminds me of an episode of Penn & Teller's Bullshit, which I believe was an absolutely brilliant show while it was on Showtime. It's no longer anymore. But I highly recommend people watch that show just to kind of open your mind to
– I think that's on Netflix.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not sure of that. But
it used to be.
If it is, everybody should watch it. It's really
cool.
Or maybe
it was on Hulu Plus.
Penn & Teller weren't – always right on that show, but they, for the most part, they got things right. And one of the things they did is they took organic foods versus like the foods that you buy at the store. And people always have this thing about, you know, I'd much rather have a farmer grow my food than, you know, get it at the local grocery store. But they did a taste test, and 9 out of 10 times the regular food that you get at the store tastes much better. It's cheaper. Doesn't use as much land. I mean, there were so many reasons that.
First of all, organic food is actually more expensive. By more expensive, I mean not only in stores, but it's a more expensive process to actually do, and it takes a bigger toll on the environment than natural than the other way.
Well, but, most of the people who are so anti-GMO have that they fixated on Monsanto, and they're the people that produce Roundup. And they've also produced Roundup-ready crops, you know, like they've done genetic modification to make them more resistant to it's like basically so that you can use Roundup without having to worry about it impacting, you know, the viability of the crop.
If you want to vilify somebody, the quickest way is to throw up a picture.
Another funny thing is that most of these organic foods that you buy in the stores are sold by the same companies that sell you the normal stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want to vilify somebody, all you got to do is throw up a picture of a swastika and Hitler, and you know, there
well,
you go.
Well, it's like Monsanto. People call it Monsatan.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Eric asked me about coming on to talk about this stuff, I was like, okay, I'll do a little bit of, do a little bit of research and, you know, just kind of get some, you're basically just kind of getting some information together and some notes and, and someone made a really good point. You know, people have this notion that, you know, you can't trust the scientists because all the studies have been bought and paid for by Monsanto. Never mind that there are multiple biotech corporations out there. Mm-hmm. But if you think about this, you know, Monsanto is, you know, a medium to medium large corporation. They're worth a good chunk of money, but not nearly as much as some others. But despite their relatively modest size, they've been able to buy up tens of thousands of scientists, you know, to establish this, you know, scientific consensus on GMOs. Because the scientific consensus is that they're safe.
Right.
While ExxonMobil and BP were like the largest companies in the world, have not been able to do the same thing with climate change.
Right. There's a link on here about persistent anti-GMO myths by Stephen Novella, who is one of the hosts of Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, which I highly recommend reading. There's, like you said, Jeff, there's scientific consensus, and don't give me this bullshit that all these scientists are trying to kill us, because that's not what science does. I mean, you know, it's just not the way that whole thing works.
Well, the thing, what I've noticed about it is that you have, you know, both sides of the political spectrum, you have like there's a couple of issues that people, you know, just don't want to see reason on. You know, you as it is with the right and global warming, so it is with the left and biotech. Yeah. It does, you know, when it comes to that, you know, science is great until it says something that disagrees with my you know previously right. decided upon conclusions.
Right. Mm-hmm. We just touched the surface on this. We're going to have you back, Jeff. I appreciate you coming on.
I would be glad to
talking about this. MXT says there's something far out there, far worse than Nazis. They're called feminists. Oh, knock it off, MXT.
Oh, you missed his earlier statement. He said there is a way to make it so that women know to clean and cook. when we were referring to having clones,
right? Oh man, MXT, you're something else.
Or wait, did we talk about that, or was that just in chat?
Is he being a Poe, or is he just like sincere
he just
in this?
He's just trying to incite a riot.
It's stirring the shit.
All right,
okay.
I got a would you rather here, Stealth. I'm going to start with you because you've been kind of quiet. Are you back, Stealth?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you rather, Stealth?
He's overawed by my presence.
Right. I just have anything to say.
Yeah, because you're stupid. That's why you're stupid. No, I'm kidding. Would you rather, Stealth, have the ability to fly but be blind while doing so? Or would you rather have super strength but be half your current size? Which probably for you would be 2 feet, right?
Let's see. Probably the super strength. I don't think I could live life blind.
Are you only blind while you're flying? Or
yeah,
is
only
yeah.
blind.
Oh, only while you're flying?
Yep, only when you're flying.
I would still pick the strength.
All right. Jeff, what would you take?
If it's only while you're flying, yeah. then I would say probably the flying because you can go in short hops.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you can plan out a course and go. I mean, depending on the speed here, I mean, if you're 2 miles an hour, it's like, okay, I could walk there and get you know and get right. and get there faster. But you know, if I can, you know, kind of plot a direct line of sight course, mm-hmm. sure.
All right, that's reasonable, Eric.
Well, if you have super strength but you're half your current size, that sounds like it's permanent.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to be a permanent Ant-Man, because Ant-Man yeah. can at least be normal half the time.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you're but, taking flights.
Ant-Man, what are you like? Are you a centimeter
I'll take,
tall?
I'll take chances with flying blind.
All right, Breakman?
I missed the question. I've been totally confused because I've only heard the responses. I missed the total question. Sorry.
Okay, would you rather have the ability to fly but be blind while doing so, or would you rather have super strength but be half your current size?
That's an interesting one.
Stump the brake, man.
Let me see. I'm afraid of heights, but if I'm blind, I don't think that would matter.
Brake, I don't think you would want to be a dwarf.
Yeah, well, that's not what I'm thinking of. If you have, like, super strength, and I'm guessing this is, like, permanent super strength, and yeah, you're right, I probably wouldn't want to be, like, what, I guess 3 feet tall, a little less than 3 feet tall, two and...
There's also the question of how controllable is the super strength?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if I go to
I think I'll have a soda.
This is the worst question ever.
My cat, you know? I don't
no, no,
like
no, no.
That.
Come on. You guys are thinking too much about this, all right? I'm taking
that's the
super strength.
That's the whole point
strength.
Of these questions.
I'm taking yeah. super strength, and I'll tell you why. I wouldn't mind being Tyrion-sized, going around kicking people's asses, all right? So... Give me the super strength.
The midget superhero. Nice.
If you can't...
Would you have dwarf proportions?
You could be like Puck from X-Men.
He's going around as midget man.
No,
save us, midget man. We need you.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Watch out for Rockman. He will come to take away your weapon.
I'm not flying blind. I mean, what isn't the whole purpose of flying so you can see what's going on? You know?
Okay,
so,
you're making sense now. I'll switch my answer.
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna stick with what I said.
Treat it like
a slow teleport, slow line of sight teleport.
Yeah,
that sounds kind of interesting to me because like I'm afraid of heights, but if I can't see, then like oh well, then I'm fine. I don't
want to flitter around the universe, all right? I'll take the super strength. All right, guys, it's time for plugs. Jeff, thank you so much for being on the show. What would you
like
to plug?
I think I will take the super strength because I'm just thinking about if you start, like, flying and just flying in the air, what if you, like, end up in, like, a foreign country somewhere right. and know it before you fucking are because you couldn't see shit?
Right. All right, Jeff, thanks for so much for being on the show. What do you want to plug?
Well, what the hell? I'm going to plug the Corpse Party on iOS and for PSP because, damn it, it's a really good game. You should play it.
Yeah, not for $21.99.
Well, it's
iOS.
$20 on PSP, so I mean, it's not that. You know, it's not that.
I want to XC to drop news on Blood Drive's status.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, or dead patient.
I'll talk about that later.
I think the prices should be different because you're talking about a system with a dedicated control setup and such like that. It's made easier to play video games as opposed to
it's not. Well, Corpse Party isn't really something. Corpse Party's not reflex intensive.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, touch controls would work just fine for it.
A lot of games aren't, but yeah.
About the only thing I didn't like of the original Corpse Party is the four directional movement.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't have a problem with that. My problem was that if you had to repeat parts, it takes a long time.
All right, Jeff.
And you can blaze through dialogue quickly.
That's what I'm saying. Like you couldn't just zip through it.
Any other plugs before we end the show?
Sure. If you want to check out my YouTube channel and see the Samurai Shodown RPG translation, I've got a complete playthrough up there. Username is Moriamug, MORIYAMUG. So come check it out.
Jeff's a good follow on Twitter as well. Moriamug on Twitter. So make sure you follow Moriamug.
And he has plenty of bird videos too.
Eric, plugs.
I'm going to plug TotallyGN.com and other sites like that I review on GameTactics.com and BostonBastardRaid.com. I forgot to mention that I actually played a little bit of another game called Phantom Breaker Battlegrounds. Okay. I'll be a review for that on BostonBastardRaid.com.
Oh, and Saints Row 4. Play it. Awesome.
All right. Stealth.
Can I get that cheap anywhere?
Stealth.
Yeah, you can get the complete version with $30 now.
Stealth, your plugs, please.
I'm not going to be in any other podcasts for a while. You can follow me at Stealth with 3 underscores.
Wait, what? What did you just say? You're not going to be on the podcast for a while?
Something bad happened after the last after your last guest appearance?
No, I'm just taking a break. So I have nothing else to plug on that front.
All right. Break, man.
I was kind of hoping there was some sort of flame war or something, because I'd jump in on it. You know, I got your back.
All right,
and
Blake.
I love trolling people. It's a win-win, right?
Right. Break.
Follow @_break. Follow _break, man.
No.
Whoever that is. Follow break _man and at RP Grinders on Twitter. That's all I
know. My Twitter handle is at Frank Branches. Also, GDP tonight's going to be really fun. Grinder Dance Party. If you have a song you want to request, stick around in chat. Give me about half an hour or so.
No, MXC, this does not mean you can do like any wrestler themes.
I am a real American.
I've played that before. Okay.
That was at Hulk Hogan.
Yep. WickedRadioNetwork.com, Dead Men Talking, and a show that I do with my wife called Wherewithal. You guys are going to want to stick around tonight. If you're listening on archives, we do Grinder Dance Party every other Friday. Tonight's the night tonight. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a ton of people online requesting songs, et cetera, et cetera. So make sure you join. All right, that's about it. Anything else, guys?
That's nothing? It for me.
That's
all
it.
Right. Thank you guys so much for joining everybody in chat. Gripper, Dungeon Buster, who else? MXT, Shadow Next Gen, TC, Wyland, User 1925. Thank you guys so much.
Ferguson Police.
Yeah. Stay safe this week. We want to see you guys here back next week. Stick around for Grinder Dance Party. We're out. Maybe.